Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is the 7th of March, 2008. I'm standing on a cliff in Basseterre, St. Kitts in the Caribbean. Behind me is Nevis, and ahead of me is the city, Basseterre, the capital of St. Kitts. The Lord has put on my heart to prophesy and minister the word of the Lord, sound the alarm in the Caribbean. And I do know the Lord is speaking to St. Kitts. The Lord sees a foundation of godliness in the ancient times in this country, the forefathers that believed on the Lord, called on the Lord, prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord now is speaking to their future generations, calling them to return to that faith, to that heartfelt cry and dependence on the Lord. And the same cry for deliverance that their forefathers had is the same cry that should be in their heart and mouth before the Lord for deliverance in these days. This is an urgent hour, unprecedented days, and God is calling for unconditional surrender by all. Every man, woman, and child, whether you're a spiritual leader or political leader, a businessman, no matter who you are, the severity of this day is that if you will call on the Lord and believe on Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. But if you refuse and rebel, it will be very ill with you. So God is calling St. Kitts to surrender to the Lord, to repent, to call a solemn assembly and devote themselves afresh to the Lord, to break up the fallow ground and sow to themselves in righteousness. And the Lord will pardon, and abundantly pardon, but they are to draw near now, at this time, and call upon Him while He's near. Great judgments are coming into the earth, as our Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And His coming is very soon, as is evidenced by the signs of the times. Great catastrophic judgments are being poured out into the earth. God is seeking that He would find obedience and trust in the hearts of all humanity. But we know that the majority will not. We know, by according to the Scripture, that the multitudes will escalate in rebellion and hardness against the Lord and against His Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. The Lord has outlaid for us that there will be wars and rumors of wars, and nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, but the end would not be yet. But as these nations rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. Catastrophic, great tribulation, societal upheaval. And these islands through the Caribbean have been relying upon the United States and other great nations that were tremendously prospered, even by the Lord, over the generations. But now they must put their reliance on the Lord Himself and not on flesh, not on man. And indeed, many of these great nations that God had prospered centuries ago, God is now determined that He will bring them down in great judgment. Why? Because they have forsaken the living God and hewn out cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water, and forsaken the fountain of living water, the wonderful Father, the wonderful God, the wonderful gift that He has given, Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain. And the nation, particularly the United States, has taken on other loves, other gods, and even worships the blessings that the Lord God had given. God had given peace, but He will take it away. There will be war in the United States, oppression, tyranny, trouble. God had given prosperity, but now there will be lack. God had given peace and content, but now there will be fear and anguish. God had given prominence, but now it will have shame. A land that had known the Lord as ancient Israel, in the spousal of its early days, was enjoying the covert of the Lord, his fellowship of him, answered prayers, glory in its nation, has refused the Lord for decades and been adamant as stone against him. Now God is garmenting himself in a cloak of great vengeance and zeal, and will bring judgment on the United States. It will be stunning and shocking to the world. But it's a message the Lord is sending to the world, that they are to fear him and give him glory. I tell you this, St. Kitts, because the United States right now is a nation under judgment. And a cresting wave of judgment right now is forming and is crashing. And it'll ripple across the world. You're to be like a prudent man that foresees the evil and hide yourself. Be wise and look to the Lord for instructions, because there will be economic collapse in the United States, military failure. As well as multiple catastrophic disasters, earthquakes, pestilence, food shortages, terrorism, societal upheaval, oppression, the loss of freedom and liberty. It is not a nation as it once was. God will strike it suddenly and mightily. And as it is written in Isaiah 47, so shall she sit in the dust. Alas, that great nation brought down to the ground. Learn from this, St. Kitts. Learn from this. Repent of your ways that have gone astray from the Lord. Do not learn the ways of a wicked nation. Repent, put away the evils. The United States has sent an influence across the world. She has mixed a cup of iniquity, an elixir of vile, vulgar iniquity, sexual immorality, and given it to the world to drink, and has made drunk the nations. Shall not God judge this thing? He certainly shall, and it is at hand. And this is why the word of the Lord is to you, St. Kitts. Repent. Draw near to the Lord. Hide in him, that you may be preserved. Call on the Lord. Great famine is coming. The Lord will instruct you to plant your fields this year. Plant your fields. Be wise. Grow food. Store food. Make use of the resources the Lord has given you. You have wind, you have geothermal energy, and you are to work together with the other Caribbean nations, and they are to work together with you, that you would be a people submitted to the Lord, that his glory would come upon you, even though there's great darkness in the earth and gross darkness upon the people, as is written in Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. But if you will submit to the Lord and call on the God of your forefathers, repenting before him, he will preserve you through his coming days of great wrath. There's coming great waves through the ocean, great earthquakes, tsunamis, raging seas, and this is what is told to us in the Gospels. I have seen a wave, a 300-foot wave, passing through the sea. And the Lord has shown me that if you will trust in him and call on him and call a solemn assembly from both from your political leaders to your spiritual leaders, and lead the children, lead the people away from wickedness and into righteousness, the Lord will preserve you through that great wave. God will preserve you through the great waves of economic collapse, the great waves of war, the great waves of terrorism, the great waves of pestilence and plague, the great waves of the sea. But you are to trust the Lord, even as the children of Israel trusted the Lord and saw the Red Sea part. God is the same. He has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his arm is not shortened that he cannot save. And his ears are not stopped that he cannot hear your cry. And his eyes are not closed that he will not see. But you must repent in the fear of the Lord. God will make a distinction between the nations, of the nation that loves him and loves him not, of a nation that serves him and serves him not, God will not tolerate hypocrisy. God will not tolerate religious playing a game. You must be a pure example of the Lord. Do not let people come from foreign lands to sin in your nation. The Lord calls you to put a restriction and a restraint against iniquity. If you do that, He will preserve you from the plagues. This is an urgent hour, St. Kitts. There'll be great judgments coming into the earth, but great deliverance as well. And it is up to you to make that decision, what you will experience. Will you experience the loving kindness and wonderful provision of the Lord, His peace, His goodness, or will you experience His wrath? God is calling the political leaders to do what is good for the nation. The Lord is calling you to do your job. The Lord calls you, political leaders, prime ministers, to call your spiritual leaders to do their job. But you are to execute righteous laws for the good of the nation and not for yourself. Put away the booty. Stop doing evil. Do what's right. Do what's right for the nation. Right now, there's men and women, leaders, political leaders in the secular world that are making a decision what they will do with their political authority. Right now, leaders are taking action that will determine whether they'll be known as a hero for their nation for doing what they could do in these days, or whether they'll be known as a fool and be mocked in infamy. If you do what is right, political leaders, you will not be sorry. Trust in the Lord. Blessed is the one that trusts the Lord. Submit to the King, and it'll be well with you. But if you refuse, woe unto you. Woe. Woe.